Oliver Corbett, When the Circus Came to Town. Passing by a shop window in Cashel, something bright and colourful captures my attention. It's a circus poster. For a brief moment, I am a child again, anticipating the annual visit of the circus. I'm in my grandparents' house, full of anticipation, rushing up the stairs, two steps at a time, shouting, "Is it in?" I reach the landing, look out through the open window. I see below me, on what was yesterday a bare green field, that the circus has really arrived. The beautiful horses and ponies are grazing contentedly on the grass. The strange motley of colourful vehicles and the magnificent living wagons of the artists are all there. The two tall king poles are already in position. Tentmen are busily lacing the sections of the tent together. With a distinctive cling-clang, the iron stakes are driven into the ground, two men to each stake. With shouts of 1, 2, heave from the tent master, the tent rises slowly and majestically to the top of the poles, and soon it's in position. With a clatter of board upon board, the wooden seating planks are unloaded and assembled inside the tent. The bandstand is rolled in and the ring is placed in position. Finally, the tent wallings are added and the quietness descends. It's time for the circus to rest. It's almost showtime. I'm standing in the queue with all the other youngsters, my 1 shilling and 3 pence held tightly in my hand, listening to the gentle purr of the generator. The distinctive smell of the circus, a mixture of trampled grass, canvas and horses, invades my nostrils. I buy my ticket and step inside the translucent green big top. I'm briefly disoriented until I see the ring and rush towards it to sit with all the other children on the low seats. The adults are sitting further back on the high seats. The musicians take up their positions on the bandstand. Suddenly, the generator is louder, and the 5 big arc lamps light up the ring to a mighty cheer from the young audience. A whistle blows, and the band strikes up a lively, brassy tune that sends shivers of excitement up and down my neck. The show has begun. In awe, I watch the acrobats, the juggler, the tightrope walker, the clowns, and the liberty horses. There's the clever little pony that can answer any questions asked with a nod or a shake of its head and count out the number of days in the week by pawing the ground. All too soon, the performance is over. I leave the big top, walk out into the sunlight, reimagining the many wonders that I have seen. Next morning, I rush up the stairs again, hoping that the circus might still be there. I look down from the window, but of course it's gone. There's nothing left except a round carpet of sawdust where the ring had been. Maybe it wasn't the best circus in the world, but to me it was truly magical. Looking at that poster again in the shop window, I read that this year's program will be bigger and better than ever. I think I'll go.